Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and it's an all-caller show today. We don't need any politicians or experts. We have each other. Let's keep talking. You are the experts. You are the guests. So we talked about guns. Let's take up another hot-button issue that always gets the phone lines jamming whenever we bring it up here, bike lanes. And it's kind of absurd in a way. People call in about bike lanes with the same intensity as you call in about guns or abortion or Obamacare. And we did an Upper West Side bike lane segment last week that got a little squeezed by time constraints. And so many people were waiting on hold to talk. And I thought we would put a little more air in the room for a bike lane conversation. And the biggest opponent of having the protected Columbus Avenue bike lane, protected means the bike lane is right next to the curb, and then there's parking, and then there's the street. All the way from 110th Street down to Columbus Circle, that's the proposal. The biggest opponents are generally believed to be the merchants who don't want the loss of parking spots. But in response to our segment, the Pro Bike Lane Streets blog reacted with a post about merchants in other cities who have been measured to inaccurately estimate how many shoppers arrive by car or by foot or by other means, and noted that 75% of households on the Upper West Side don't even own cars. And they cited a survey by an advocacy group on the Upper West Side that found only 2% of shoppers walking past Columbus Avenue stores had arrived there by car. So let's talk about that head on with an informal, anecdotal, thoroughly unscientific call-in. Has a bike lane ever changed your shopping habits? Now, let me say that this is not a general pro-bike lane or anti-bike lane call-in. We've done those. We know what you're going to say on either side. Let's do a very specific piece. Has a bike lane ever changed your shopping habits? Or if you work in a store near a bike lane, any bike lane, have you seen that it affects business either for worse or maybe even for better? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. You got that? Has a bike lane ever changed your shopping habits? Or if you work in a store near a bike lane, have you seen that it affects business for better, for worse, for different, whatever? 212-433-9692. We will take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, an all-caller program today. Right now, for the next few minutes, an informal, unofficial, thoroughly anecdotal call-in about shopping and bike lanes, merchants' concerns about more car parking, prominent in the discussion of having a longer protected bike lane on Columbus Avenue. Some say wagging the dog of what might be a greater good and may not even be accurate if the Streets blog numbers reflect reality, that bike lanes really depress traffic to stores in bike laned areas. But what do you think? 212-433-WNYC. And again, we're asking for your specific experiences, not so much for your opinions, but we're trying to crowdsource some information here. If you work in a store near a bike lane, have you seen that it affects business for better, for worse, for however, or has a bike lane ever changed your shopping habits? 212-433-WNYC. And Chris in Manhattan, you're on the air. Hi, Chris. Happy New Year.
Hi, Brian. Happy New Year. Thanks for having me.
Good. What's your experience on this?
Well, I mean, I've been cycling in the city for about 30 years now. And, you know, I find that when you're cruising down the bike lane, you have a visual of what's in the stores. You know, you can see what they're advertising, what's in the windows. And sometimes, yeah, it does stop me, and I'll chain my bike up, and I'll go in and look at something that I wouldn't have noticed if I was in a car.
Interesting. Okay, we're gonna leave it there. And Chris has the first word there. As a bike rider, he can see things that are in the store windows or signs on the stores, even as he's keeping your eye on the road, Chris, I hope. more than a driver would further out into the street and keeping his eye on the road or her eye on the road. Is that your experience, folks? 212-433-WNYC. Chauncey in the South Bronx. You're on WNYC. Happy New Year, Chauncey.
Happy New Year to you, Brian.
And?
So I'm a bicyclist, and I utilize my bike to commute. My daughter and I commute down to Manhattan to go to school, and we often stop at Fairway. Fairway is one of the locations that has a great greenway right by it, and there's tons of bicyclists that use it. My daughter's school is actually off of Columbus Avenue, and so we often go down Columbus, but only in the areas where the greenway section is, because she's 10 years old and, you know, is biking from the Bronx to Manhattan. So greenway safety and shopping go together. You need to have a safe experience.
All right. Thank you very much. Interesting about Fairway. For those of you who have biked along that west side Hudson River bike trail, as I have many times, you pass right by Fairway. Have you ever stopped and picked stuff up? And maybe you wouldn't have if you were just taking the one train uptown or something like that. So maybe that's an example on the pro-bike side. Let's see. Chris in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Brian. Love you.
Thank you.
Hi. Okay, listen, I live uptown. I live in Washington Heights. I drive. And forget that very smart people who came before us designed these streets for less cars than what we have now. And now we've taken a whole street and narrowed it down to two lanes. God forbid there's any, you know, double parking. It's two lanes where we used to have four lanes. And forget if there's a bus lane involved. You know, now you're down to one lane in some cases. And, you know, that's terrible. I don't go downtown for dinner anymore. And my wife loves to go down to Lower East Side for dinner, the East Village for dinner.
And does bike lanes have something to do with this?
Absolutely, because the parking is not there anymore. And, again, I don't even know where to park. And the fact is we're parking right in the middle of the street as, you know, you're riding around. Someone has to do a study about how much riding around is done to look for the parking spaces that are not there anymore.
Right. Well, there are some, I think, along Columbus, and I don't have the stat in front of me, I think a few dozen, maybe we can look this up, team, I think a few dozen parking spots would be eliminated by this. But of all the streets around there, you know, along the side streets and the rest of Columbus and Amsterdam, the loss of the relatively few parking spots makes it different for you, makes it prohibitive for you to find parking in your experience.
I'm just not going to the Lower East Side for dinner anymore, not on a Thursday night, not on a Friday night, certainly not on a Saturday night. And you know what? Last time I was there, I realized, you know, I was looking at them. Getting in the car, I have to go into the street. I have to go into traffic if I'm getting in the passenger side of the car. I have to go into the street to get it. It's not particularly, it's dangerous.
Chris, thank you very much. And Christine on the West Side. You're on WNYC. Hi, Christine.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. I lived on the West Side for years, and I came back after some years away and found these bike lanes, which are not used. The Upper West Side has turned into a neighborhood where the only thing... There used to be small shops which sold mom-and-pop things, and it's been entirely replaced by large stores who can support large rents. I've since moved to the east side.
Mostly by banks and drugstores, I think.
And large clothing stores and things of that
right.
sort.
But you don't think bike lanes have to do with that, do you?
On the east side, they still have mom-and-pop things, and they have no bike lanes.
Do you really see a relationship? I'm not sure I would see what the relationship is between those two things. Do you?
I'm not sure. I think it's more about rents and the rent rise on the west side. But the bike lanes destroyed small mom-and-pop stores, which I used to go and visit, who declared as they were closing that they just didn't have the street traffic anymore.
Christine, thank you for your call. Ray in the East Village. Ray, I don't know if you heard the guy from Washington Heights who said he and his wife aren't going to the East Village anymore. to eat because of bike lanes?
Oh, I don't think that's the reason why. Personally, I think it's just because there's such a massive amount of people in the city that these villages just packed with people, and I don't think that there's less parking, at least not in my experience. Mm-hmm. I have a little car and a little bike,
mm-hmm.
or a regular size bike, and I do my grocery shopping sometimes in the East Village if there happens to be a park available in front of the store where I shop and I happen to be out with my car. So then I will stop and pick up groceries in my car. But I have not noticed since this is on First Avenue in the East Village, I have not noticed that there are less parking places. People move in and out of parking places with regularity, and I haven't noticed that the bike lane has decreased the number of parking places. If that's mm-hmm. going to happen on the Upper West Side, then that's one thing.
Yeah, and actually, according to Streets Blog, we looked it up, 61 parking spots would have been eliminated if the Columbus Avenue long protected bike lane had been approved. It may still be approved, by the way. It's a tie vote in the community board. If they get one more vote at some time in the future, I guess it probably goes ahead. But the proposal has 61 spots being eliminated. And I would be curious to know what percentage that is of all the parking spots, you know, in the greater Columbus area, Columbus Avenue area. But 61 spots. But that's not the case, you're saying, along the First Avenue bike lane.
At least it's not my experience that there are less spots. And that may be that people move in and out of the spots. And I'm there. I'm lucky if I get one. I'm unlucky if I don't. It's just that. So
all right.
People don't stay a long time.
Thank you very much. And thanks to all of you who called in on this, a sampling of people's experiences with respect to how bike lanes have affected your shopping habits. A lot of bikers say they stop and shop in places even more than they would have, certainly more than they would have if they were in a car. And a few people put off by the bike lanes and what they do to access. So there you go. Question not resolved, but some of the stats that we put out from Streets Blog, also very interesting that we didn't get to the first time around. Thanks for your calls on the bike lanes.